soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on January 19, 2017. Through this year, as I pondered and meditated and listened very closely to the Lord through the Holy Spirit, as the scriptures have spoken in volumes to me, I long for His voice. It's the voice of the Lord. And when you know His voice, you recognize others that are hearing the same voice. And you become of like mind, like spirit, like faith. Praise the Lord. But there's very few. There's lots and lots and lots of religious people in the land. Lots of people. Lots of religious people. Lots of worldly people. And people that are God's enemies and even despise Him, being religious, but God is far from their heart. And God says they despise me. He takes it very personally. And this was in Jeremiah chapter 23. In that chapter, the land of Israel and Judah had gone astray from the Lord, and they would not listen to His voice. They had forsaken Him, the fountain of living waters. Everyone needs water, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone needs God. Everyone needs salvation. But in Israel and Judah, they had forsook the Lord. It was a horrible thing, a terrible thing. And Isaiah cried out about this, "Hear, O heavens, hear, O earth, I raised up children, and they don't know me, and their children are corruptors. There's no soundness from the sole of the foot to the top of the head, only wounds and putrefying sores that haven't been mulled or healed or anointed. They think they're standing, but they're fallen. There's only a small remnant." Otherwise, the prophet Isaiah said in chapter 1 of Isaiah, we'd been like Sodom and Gomorrah. The Lord keeps a few unto Himself. In Jeremiah chapter 23, you have the Lord. You have the true prophet that hears and stands intimately with the Lord to hear Him intimately communicate what He's speaking from His mouth. And you have the false prophets, the ones they say they hear from the Lord or say they speak on behalf of God, but they haven't heard Him. They haven't seen anything, and yet they run and go and prophesy to the people. And the other group of people you have in Jeremiah 23 is the ones the Lord says, despise me. Who are the ones that despise God? Are we talking about the Egyptians, the Babylonians? No. We're talking about religious people that profess to have faith in Him, profess to love Him, but disobey Him day without end. And do not seek the Lord, and are become defiled. This is a very sad thing. They honor God in the mouth, but their heart is far from the Lord. And that's in Jeremiah chapter 12. They're wicked, wicked, wicked. They're people that have ears and are hearing, but they don't understand. They have eyes, and they see, but they do not perceive. God said if they had stood in my counsel, then they would have caused the people to hear my words from my mouth. And they would have turned the people from the evil of their doings and the evil of their ways. But no, they strengthened them. They told them, all's well, peace, peace. Just keep the religious system going, ladies and gentlemen. That's their message. And the Lord said they make the people vain. They won't benefit them at all. So these are the things the Lord has showed me this month. I mean, this year, just almost 3 weeks into this year, and I'm hearing about the false prophets, the winds of doctrines that people are speaking that have not heard from the Lord, and they're altering the people's perception or expectation of what's coming. If you had known the Lord and sought the Lord and heard him, you would definitely know. We are in times of tumultuous times. Every man for himself. Because iniquity abounds, the love of many grows cold. And it's man against man, person against person, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, even among families. And it's only going to get worse. And if you need to be focused on what God wants you to do, and what does he want you to do? He wants you to love him, keep his commandments, abide in him. It's very simple. As children, grow up into Jesus Christ, holding forth the word of life as you've been taught by the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to go back to read the words of God. Go through the scriptures and let the Holy Spirit convict you. Because there's many blind spots. There's many holes in your spiritual walk. And if you could liken your spiritual life, it should be like a round wheel, smooth and continual and running. Yes, there's obstacles, but you'll just glide right through them by the power of the Lord, by the wisdom of the Lord. We're not to have our spiritual life be as a tire that's in the shape of a square. Ker-clunk, ker-clunk, ker-clunk. And how many people I see have no delight in the word of the Lord. They have no clue or even really care what the Lord is speaking. And yet Jesus would say, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4. You've got to hear from the Lord. You've got to know his voice. And by you knowing his voice, you'll certainly recognize the voice of the stranger, the liars, the thieves, the robbers, the wolves, the strangers, the hirelings, the ones that purposely come to spy out your liberty that you have in Jesus Christ, the ones that come purposely to lead you astray from Jesus. And I pondered this one day because I was listening to these great big movements in the religious church world that we have today. Point men that were trained, that are absolutely scholars in theology, and they know what the gospel is, and yet they will purposely lie in wait and deceive the people, beguile them with enticing words, and lead them away from Jesus. And I'm thinking, why? Why would anyone do that? In Jude 1:11, in 2 Peter 2, go read those texts. It tells you why. It's for covetousness. It's for greed. They have left the right way and gone astray. You see? It's very deliberate. And they ran greedily for reward. They loved, and through covetousness, they will make merchandise of you, is the warning of Peter that knew Jesus intimately. They will make merchandise of you and traffic in your soul, the buying and the selling of religion. It's big money, and it's deadly. They disobey Jesus Christ, yet they speak of him. They use the scriptures as a script and stand on platforms performing their religiousness. And people sit on pews as spectators and take it in, and they buy it, and they put up with the abuse that comes forth, being taxed, called a tithe. And all the building concepts and ideas and plans that they have, the grandiose building of religion, so they could support their Lord's house, their master that's other than the Lord. And you can only have one master. These are the things the Lord is speaking in this new year, 2017. You need to know Jesus. You need to have the revealed word, as he said. Father, thank you. It's so wonderful that you hide these things from the wise and the prudent and reveal them to the babes. No one knows the Son but the Father. No one knows the Father but the Son and he whom he reveals him. Paul's the classic example of one that comes out of religion, the tradition and doctrines of men. And this is why Paul would not even confer with flesh and blood, not even the other apostles that were before him, when he was trained as a Pharisee, of the stock of Israel, tribe of Benjamin, circumcised the eighth day, zeal way more than his countrymen. And in the religion of Judaism, he far exceeded in zeal, even persecuting believers in Jesus. And he was a blasphemer. He was injurious. And he harmed Christians, killing them and putting them in jail. And he found grace being fought in before the eyes of the Lord, because he did it ignorantly and in unbelief. And he was the pattern to those that would follow into everlasting life. God has not called us into a religion. He's called us into a walk in the kingdom of God. In the word that has gone forth through John the Baptist and Jesus Christ and the apostles is this: repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. And I'm telling you, this word is not in word only, but it's in power and demonstration of the Spirit. And if you will call on the Lord in sincerity, he will be near. If you draw near to him, he will draw near to you. You are to cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Praise the Lord. But it's to be Jesus as the master. He's the good shepherd. He is the shepherd. And know his voice and be taught of him through the Holy Spirit. This is what the word of God has taught. 1 John 2:20, 1 John 2:27. You'll see Paul learning this way. The gospel, he says, I certify unto you, the gospel of God is not after man. He said, I didn't receive it of man. I wasn't taught it by man, but by revelation. And it has to be revealed to you. Yep. And that's why you need to give all, surrender all to the Lord Jesus Christ and be full of the Holy Spirit. And don't play games. Don't take one step today with the Lord and five steps back, two steps back, whatever. You need to continually follow the Lord. And he will cause you to have the victory through faith. Praise the Lord. Look, one of the texts that just a few days ago was out of 2 Timothy 2:21. In a great house, there's vessels of silver and gold, and wood and stubble. And this is Paul writing to Timothy, and he said, if you purge yourself from these, you shall be a good vessel for the master's use. Ladies and gentlemen, people are always trying to get you to lump you in with other lukewarm, wicked people that are religious, that don't know the Lord, don't care about the Lord. But there's very few that walk with the Lord, that are looking for his coming. Jesus talked about the kingdom of heaven being likened to 10 virgins. This is Matthew 25. 10 virgins. They are all wanting to be with the bridegroom. They had lamps, but the bridegroom delayed. And so they all fell asleep. And then at midnight, the cry was made, go meet the bridegroom. Well, the foolish had no oil in their lamps. And they asked the wise, give us some of your oil. And they said, no, not so. Go get your own. And while the foolish virgins went to go get their oil, the master came and shut to the door, and they were on the outside knocking. And the master said, I don't even know you. You are workers of iniquity. 10 virgins. We're not even talking about Egyptians, Babylonians, Satanists. We're talking about people that profess to have faith in the Lord. This was the warning of the Lord. You've got to know his voice. You've got to know what he's doing. You've got to know what he's saying. Jesus said in this text in Luke 11, verse 24, strive to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. This word strive is agonosomai, agonize. To agonize? Agonize to enter in at the strait gate? That's what Jesus is saying. There's going to be a lot of people that try to, but won't be able to enter in, he said. When once the master of the house has risen up and has shut to the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us, and he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. Then they shall say, we've eaten and drunk in your presence. You taught in our street. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. Jesus says, strive. Agonize. Take it very serious. You have to give a lot of attention. You have to give it focus. Because why? You have a lot of opposition. There is a devil. He's defeated, but he's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And the Lord calls us to resist him, and he will flee. Draw near to the Lord and resist the devil, and he will flee. And you also have people that serve the devil, false prophets, false apostles, false teachers. And this is what Paul said in Colossians chapter 2. Once you've been taught by the Lord and you have full assurance of understanding and you are a steward of the mysteries of God, because God has revealed them to you through the Holy Spirit. He's taught you, he's trained you. Look out, because here come men that will beguile you and with enticing words. And they will spoil you with the same. That's why we need to be knowing the voice of the Lord and having fellowship with godly people that hate their garments spotted, that are not of this world, that have clear sight, that have clean, open ears and heart to hear the Lord and obey the Lord. And none of these things will take effect. They'll see it a mile away, ladies and gentlemen. One of the other things that's happened this month is I was at the gym and I saw some equipment that said out of order. And I laughed, I mused, smiled to the Lord as what an illustration of when things are out of order in the kingdom of God among the religious people, it doesn't work. I was speaking with a religious leader who I pray God has his hand on him, and where he will be as one of the Pharisees that turns from the traditions of men, turns from the doctrines of men unto the kingdom. There's so many people in churches or church world, Lord's houses, franchised religion that's merchandising the people and has led people astray purposely, standing in the role of shepherd, standing in the place of Jesus and leading people astray from the Lord. But I'm praying that there are pastors and religious people that will seek the Lord, that will recover from whence they've been taken captive. And that comes by ministering the word of the Lord. The field is the world. And we sow the seed of the word. And God will cause some to return to him. God will cause some to have repentance. God will cause some to be recovered to the truth. Praise the Lord. Well, one day I was being told how these people are praying for revival. You hear a lot of talk about people praying to God, asking for a revival. But think about it. Who is it that needs to be revived other than he that is dead? What causes the death? What causes the need to have revival? Think about these things. Get understanding. Get wisdom. Get instruction from the Lord. Things are out of order. Things are in disobedience to the teaching of the Lord. Things aren't according to the code of the scriptures. They're not wrought in God. It won't work. He doesn't bear witness to things that are of the flesh. He won't bear witness to something that's a lie. The Lord sees the whitewash, the untempered mortar that's put on things. There's just as much adultery and abortion and fornication and lying and self-will and foolishness in the church world as in the world. It's identical. Now, I've asked you to ponder to the point where you really understand what causes the need for revival and what do these people mean they're looking for revival. Now, here's another question, and we're going to go and sit at the feet of Jesus right now and listen closely to the words of Jesus and what he's instructing. This comes from Mark chapter 7, verse 13 and following. Jesus was talking about the traditions they were keeping, how the disciples of the Lord were not keeping the tradition of the Pharisees, and they asked Jesus why. And Jesus said, because by you keeping your traditions, you are violating the word of God and your worship is in vain. But let's read this closely. Listen. Making the word of God of no effect through your tradition, which you have delivered, and many such like things do you. And when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, hearken unto me, every one of you. And understand, there's nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him. But the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. What we're talking about right now is what causes defilement? What is defilement? What is it that makes you unclean or common? I don't know that people even care about this subject anymore. I don't think people even think about this subject. And you know, when you go walk through the field and you step in the refuse of an animal and you don't clean your shoes and you just walk throughout, with you get used to the smell. And the same is true today. When people have been defiled and they walk in defilement and they have their mind defiled, they get used to it. They're desensitized. But God never gets used to this. He's separate from sinners. Higher than the heavens. Now listen, Jesus is trying to teach something here. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. When he was entered into the house and the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. And he said unto them, are you so without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatsoever thing from without enters into the man, it cannot defile him, because it enters not into his heart, but into the belly, and goes out into the drought, purging all foods. And he said, that which comes out of the man, that defiles the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed, listen, evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. None of those things are of Jesus Christ, you read in Ephesians chapter 4. If so be you've heard him, and been taught by him as the truth is in Christ. Put away those things. Be a born again. Be renewed. Be washed and regenerated through the Holy Spirit. The people are so defiled from the foolishness, from the pride, from covetousness, from lasciviousness, from unbridled passions and desires. And you have Babylon, the mother of harlots and her daughters throughout the world today. And you have every type of sexual perversion being honored by the leaders of countries, as Obama, the president of the United States, honoring LGBTQ. Honoring those that dishonor God. You get used to it. All these evil things come within and defile the man. My other question for you is from Colossians chapter 2. Having been taught by the Lord through the Holy Spirit, having the revelation of the truth that is in Jesus is a treasure. It's a heritage, as King David would call it in Psalm 119, verse 99 and verse 111. But it speaks of those that would come to entice, to beguile, to spoil, the true faithful of the Lord. False prophets, false teachers. false brethren, purposely leading people astray from the truth. Why would they do that? For the money. Now, listen, Colossians 2, verse 6. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the principles of the world, and not after Christ. I encourage reading these texts. I've purposely been in an assembly of people that were religious that had all these things in violation. And they were following a group of people with parlor tricks of feathers and gold dust and fake smoke in the air with glitter, with gyrations that are weird and false words, going into New Age doctrines and doctrines of men and doctrines of demons, thinking it's the Lord. And who are these people? Watch what Colossians 2 tells you. We're going to listen to what Colossians 2 tells us. From verse 18. Let no man beguile you of your reward in voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. He's saying, watch out. There's people that are going to trick you, deceive you, distort the truth, put themselves forward in their error because of their motivation of covetousness and greed to bring you into bondage and corruption, even into worshiping angels. And they intrude or push forward into things that they've really not even seen because they're vainly puffed up in their fleshly, carnal mind. And verse 19 says, and not holding the head. And that's with a capital H. We're referring to Jesus Christ, head of the body of Christ, the ruler of all creation. They do not hold the head, from which all the body by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered and knit together, increases with the increase of God. And see? What does it look like when people submit to the head, ladies and gentlemen? That's another question I have for you to ponder, to understand, to have the skill of wisdom and discernment to know what this means and what it means when they're not submitted to the head. Can you not submit to the head as a group of people and find the body of Christ flourishing and being nourished and built up and be in continuity and in fellowship with God if you're not submitted to the Lord? If you don't do what he says? Jesus says it's not he that says, Lord, Lord, but it's he that does the will of my Father that's in heaven. Don't call me Lord, Lord, and don't do the things I say. Yet you have church land completely in stubbornness and rebellion, have been like Sodom and have been like the people of Gomorrah, just like Jeremiah 23 cried out. These things are written, ladies and gentlemen, and that there may be a recovery into the truth, and it'll be a washing and a cleansing of all the defilements to return unto Jesus Christ, who's higher than the heavens and separate from sinners, who's absolutely the way, the truth, and the life. And no one will ever come to the Father except by him. So seek him. This has been a production of RealtyReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.